几乎不可能的。
England saw this and said it was impossible.
所以英国政府就和这些人商量。
So the government of England talked to these people.
这些人要回到以色列去的。
They said you should go back to Israel.
这些人他们要回去。
These people want to go back to Israel.
但是英国政府知道这个带来很大的麻烦。
But the English government knew this would be a problem.
所以英国政府就应许他们。
So the English government promised them.
这样好了，你们不要回到中东去。
They said don't go back to the Mideast.
我们在非洲的乌干达给你一块地方。
We will give you a piece of land in Uganda in Africa.
但是弟兄，这件事情没有成功。
But that did not happen.
你看见没有？根据圣经的预言
according to biblical prophecy
1800个的预言里面
within 1800 prophecies
以色列人不光是要复国
the people of Israel will not only fall
而且要复国回
their nation will not only be restored
reborn那而且要回到他们自己的故乡
but they are to return to their homeland
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
而且他们一定要回到耶路撒冷
They are to return to Jerusalem.
他们要回到、这个、他们原来的地方
They are to return to their original place.
所以我们知道
so we know,
在人来看这是几乎是不可能的
In man's eyes, this is impossible.
所以这个的的确确是神迹
This is indeed a miracle.
你看见完完全全照着圣经的预言应验
It is done according to the prophecy of the Bible.
为着以色列能复国
so that the nation of Israel could be reborn.
神就兴起了一个海上
called out for a huge naval base.
No,
naval power.
那么那个海上的强权呢，就是英国。
And this naval power was England.
那么很稀奇，就在这些预言里面。
So in this prophecy,
圣经很明显告诉我们，将来有一个海上的强权要兴起来。
The Bible shows us there was going to be a great naval power that was come
forth. 而且它要散布到全世界。
And it will go through all the world.
因着散布全世界。
And because it was going to go through all the world.
它又是海上的强权。
And there were naval power on the sea.
所以就是他们要把以色列人从各地带回来的。
And they were the ones who were going to bring back the people of Israel.
所以后来事情果然是应验的。
And that was fulfilled.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
从人的角度来看。
In man's eyes.
经过1800年以后。
After 1800 years.
他们还要回来。
They have to come back.
No, 他们居然回来。
They actually came back.
啊，那不光回来。
Not only did they come back.
而且你看见以色列国重建了。
You saw that the nation of Israel was rebuilt.
那不光如此。
Not only that.
现在你这个这个几乎是人完全想不到的地方。
This is something that mankind wouldn't have thought of.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
巴勒斯坦人是谁呢？
Who are the Palestinians?
就是以色列人被赶走了以后。
It is those after Israel was chased out.
以色列为什么被赶走呢？
Why was Israel chased out?
因为那个无花果树根本不结果子。
Because the fig tree did not bear fruit.
所以主耶稣就让它从根开始枯干的。
So the Lord allowed the fig tree to dry out from the root.
那在整个的过程里面。
So throughout the whole occurrence.
以色列国家不止没有了。
Not only did the nation of Israel disappear.
不光他们漂流到全世界各地。
Not only were they scattered to the whole nation.
而那块地方永远成为荒凉。
That place was always desolate.
几百年之久。
After hundreds of years.
今天所谓的圣殿山。
The Temple Mount.
在这个一直是堆垃圾的地方。
It is a place where garbage was collected.
完全是荒凉的地方。
A complete place of desolation.
乃是1300年以前。
13 years ago.
等到回教征服那一带的时候。
When the Muslims conquered that area.
然后他们才把两个清真寺建在那个上面。
So they created two mosques at that place.
但是你们可以想象得到。
You could think of.
自从以色列人离开那个地方以后。
Ever since the people of Israel left.
所以那些人就慢慢的有的人就是原来的腓力斯人。
And many of the people left were those people of the Philistines.
因为腓力斯人本来就住在那里。
Because the Philistines lived there.
那些人本来就是腓力斯人的后裔嘛。
These were the descendants of the Philistines.
以色列人走了，他们仍旧在那里。
The people of Israel left, they stayed.
所以严格说来
，strictly speaking，
今天的巴勒斯坦人
，Palestinians today，
严格说来就是腓力斯人。
Strictly speaking, are the Philistines.
他们是一直住在那块地方。
They always lived in that place.
那现在我们要问
，Now we have to ask，
最早的腓力斯人。怎么来的
Where did the early Philistines come from?
你如果去读圣经的话
，If you read the Bible，
非常有意思。
Very interesting。
神呼召以色列人出埃及。
God called the people of Israel out of Egypt。
圣经告诉我们，非利士人也是一样的。
The Bible tells us the same happened to the Philistines。
非利士人也是神把他叫到另外叫到迦南地区的。
The Philistines were also called out into the land of Canaan。
那么如果你问非利士人从哪里被叫出来的呢
？If you ask the Philistines where did they were called out？
你读创世纪第十章就很清楚。
Read Genesis 10, very clear.
原来这些人原来在埃及。
These people were in Egypt.
你看见吗？现在神把他呼召到哪里去？到迦南地区。
God has called them out to where? Canaan.
所以他们和以色列人很像的。
So they're very similar to the people of Israel.
以色列人本来在埃及。
The people of Israel were in Egypt.
后来到了迦南。
Then they went to Canaan.
非利士人也是如此。
Same thing with the Philistines.
那在非利士人来以前
，before the Philistines arrived，
圣经告诉我们还有另外一班人住在那里。
The Bible told us that there was another group of people who lived.
结果他们把这些人赶走了
，and they were chased out.
然后这就是非利士人。
These are the Philistines.
那么然后呢，以色列人也进了迦南。
And the people of Israel also entered Canaan.
那因着他们没有遵守神的话
，but because they did not keep the word of God.
凡脚掌所踏之处，他们应该要得着那些地方。
Wherever their footsteps stepped on, they should have gained that place.
结果圣经给我们看见，就在约书亚死以前。
So the Bible shows us right before Joshua's death.
你看非利士人的地，他们从来没有动过的。
The land of the Philistines they had never gained.
虽然这块是神给他们的
，even though God had already given them.
但是不要忘记神给。他有条件的。
But there was a condition to giving them.
你必须要用凭信心来支取才可以。
By faith, you need to conquer that land.
信心的生活乃是依靠的生活。
The life of faith is a life of dependence.
如果你依靠神的话
，If you are to trust in God,
你相信神的话
，If you believe in God,
那块地就是你的。
That land is yours.
但是结果不是如此。
But it did not happen that way.
结果不是如此。
Because it did not.
所以你看见说，非利士人跟以色列人就常常住在一起。
So you see that the Philistines and the Israelites lived together.
然后你读以色列。故事的时候
when you read the history of the Israel,
你就发现非利士人常常成为以色列乐下的荆棘
So you see that the Philistines were always a thorn in the side of Israel
那弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你看见说当你读圣经的时候
when you read the Bible
你会发现那个时候非利士人他们这个各方面的装备都是最好的。
At that time, the Philistines had the best equipment.
那我们知道，那个时候以色列人住在山地里面。
At that time, the people of Israel lived in caves.
所以对于山里面。
They lived in the mountains.
所以就说这个以色列人住在山里面。
The people of Israel lived in the mountains.
那么这个非利士人呢住在平原里面。
And the Philistines lived in the plains.
那在他们的感觉里面。
In their mind,
那些住在山地里面的人就好像在台湾的人想到住在山地的人一样。
Those who lived in the mountains are just like the people in Taiwan who think of the people who live in the mountains.
那我们今天那在圣经那个时候。
In the Bible, at that time,
你看见说当非利士人给以色列人很大难处的时候。
When the Philistines gave the Israelites some problems.
你看见说，就说他们的力量来说
，according to their strength,
their power.
According to their power.
我们就说他们外面的力量来说
，according to their external power.
你看见非利士人永远胜过以色列人
，the Philistines always overcame the Israelites.
我想大家都知道那个圣经故事，对不对
？You all know that story.
那关于非利士人很有名的故事就是参孙的故事
，the story of the Philistines, the very famous story of Samson.
那参孙是个士师。是个 judge.
Samson was a judge.
那 judge 在那个时候根本是个军事领袖。
At that time, the judge was a leader.
那你想想看，一个
a military leader.
呀，如果是个军事领袖的话
，because he was a military leader,
他身上应该带一些武器才对的。
He must have some weapons on him.
但如果你仔细读圣经
，but if you read carefully,
那个参孙不是有一次到葡萄园去吗
？Samson one day went to a vineyard.
结果呢，碰到个狮子。
Saw a lion.
那么圣经告诉我们，他就把狮子就撕碎了。
The Bible tells us that Samson tore the lion apart.
圣经明明告诉我们，参孙手里什么东西都没有。
The Bible specifically said his hands didn't have anything.
你想想看
，Think about it.
一个军事的将领 他连最简单自卫的武器都没有。
A military leader didn't have even a basic weapon.
所以当他面对狮子的时候
，So when he was faced with the lion,
他是用两手就把他撕碎的。
He used both his hands and tore him apart.
你知道原因在什么地方吗
？What is the reason?
因为圣经告诉我们说
，The Bible tells us
那个时候这个非利士人统治以色列人。
At that time, the Philistines were over the Israelites.
他们把所有的铁器通通收掉了。
At that time, they had already took away all the steel instruments.
所以以色列人根本没有革命的可能，没有反抗的可能。
So the people of Israel had no way to fight back.
你看见他们根本没有铁器嘛
？Because they didn't have metal or steel.
他们把铁器通通收掉了。
They were all taken away from.
所以你找不到一个 smith， 你找不到个铁匠。
So you couldn't find a coppersmith.
所以你看见说非利士人统治以色列人彻底到一个地步，你没有翻身的可能。
So the Philistines were oppressed the people of Israel so much that you couldn't even turn.
那结果你看见神就兴起一些事实来。
But then some judges were drawn up.
那么这个其中一个很有名的就是参孙。
And one very famous one was Samson.
那么从参孙的例子，你就知道那个时候的情形是，以色列人外面什么也没有。
From Samson's example, you see that outwardly Israel had nothing.
但是呢，从外面的装备来讲，非利士人是非常非常非常是完全不一样的。
And outwardly equipped, the Philistines were very different.
那不光如此。
Not only that.
还有一个很有名的战争。
Another famous battle.
那就是大卫打死哥利亚的故事。
When David killed Goliath.
那我们的大卫怎么打死哥利亚
？How did David kill Goliath?
那么哥利亚是又高又大的巨人。
Goliath was very great. Was very tall and big.
而且是全副武装的
，and was fully armored。
所以现在大卫怎么能打死哥利亚呢
？How could David kill Goliath？
所以圣经告诉我们说，大卫呢，他就拣在这个河流里面拣选了五颗那个石头。
The Bible tells us that David picked up five stones from the river。
所以大卫的手里只有这个石头。
And in David's hands, they only had these five stones.
他们本来想给他武装起来，结果他走不动。
They were actually going to armor himself, but he couldn't walk.
他不过像个小少年一样。
He was just like a young man.
所以他根本你就是有武器也不行，就是有武装也不行的。
Even though you had all the armor on, you couldn't walk.
所以弟兄姊妹，那个是很有名的征战的。
It was a very famous battle.
那个战争是什么
？What was that?
那个就是说大卫他什么也没有。
David had nothing.
结果居然能战胜他的敌人。
And yet he was able to overcome his adversary.
所以你看他只用一块石头。
He just used a stone.
所以如果那个时候你有镜头的话。
So if you had a view at that time.
那么当然这个非利士人是占上风的。
Of course, the Philistines were in a great position.
占上风，他一定要 on the upper hand.
They had the upper hand.
那么当然，你很清楚的，这个是很清楚的，这个大卫一定会打败仗的。
And very clearly, David should be defeated.
你如果衡量两边的实力的话
，If you are to compare both sides,
但是弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你看见没？一个依靠神的人
，But one who trusts in God,
他仍旧能够打胜仗。
He is able to win a victory.
所以打胜仗不打胜仗跟外面没有关系。
The victory.Has nothing to do with the outward.
但世界人所看见的
，What people see as this
乃是外面的
，What they see as outwardly.
现在如果就着巴勒斯坦人和以色列来比较的话
，If you were to compare Palestinians and Israelites,
你看见巴勒斯坦是全副武装的
，You'll see that the Palestinians are completely armored.
大卫就是代表那个信靠神的以色列人
，David represents those the people of Israel who believe in God.
他手里虽然有五块石头
，He has five stones in his hand.
他只有其中的一块
，But he only used one.
而那块就打中了那个哥利亚的太阳穴
，and that little stone hit the temple of Goliath.
结果大哥利亚就完全倒下了
，and Goliath fell down.
所以这是圣经里面非常非常有名的故事。
It's a very famous story in the Bible.
其实你如果仔细读圣经
，if you read the Bible carefully,
你知道说圣经里面如果讲到内忧外患，就是里面有难处，外面有难处的话
，if you see the in the Bible where you read when there's difficulties inside and out,
那外面的难处有摩亚的。或者从亚门来的，或者从以东来的。
The difficulties outside might be from Moab, from Edom.
有的从以叙利亚来的。
Might come from Syria.
有的从埃及来的。
Or Egypt.
更远一点，从幼发拉底河那边来的。
Or maybe coming from the other side of the Euphrates.
但是圣经每次讲到里面的那内忧的时候，都是以非利士人来做例子的。
But every time they talk about internal difficulties, the Bible always uses the example of the Philistines.
换一句话说
，In other words,
以色列人虽然神把那块地给他们
the people of Israel, even the Lord gave them that land.
但是因着他们不忠心的缘故。
But because they were not faithful.
你看见他们这两帮人永远住在一起的。
These two people will always live together.
那现在问题在这里。
Here's the problem.
什么时候以色列人属灵的光景好的时候
？Whenever the spiritual condition of the people of Israel was good.
那个难处就很少。
Then the internal difficulties were
very few. 但什么时候他们属灵失败的时候
？But when they were fallen spiritual.
你看见非利士人的难处就变得很大很大的难处。
The difficulty of the Philistines became a big one.
那这是圣经里面给我们看的。
That is what the Bible shows.
但是不要忘记。
But do not forget.
等到1948年
，In 1948,
以色列人回到他们的故乡。
People of Israel came back to their home.
那不要忘记。
Do not forget.
这是根据神的应许。
This is according to God's promise.
这不是因为以色列人自己配回去的。
It's not because they were worthy of going back.
所以最后。为什么叫以色列人？他们终于，以色列人终于回来。
The people of Israel went home.
但是不要忘记。
But do not forget.
现在不一样了。
Now it's different.
等到以色列人回来以后。
After the people of Israel came back.
现在的难处仍旧是从前的难处。
The difficulty became the same difficulty of before.
仍旧是非利士人和以色列人中间的难处。
The difficulty between the Philistines and the Israelites.
仍旧是巴勒斯坦人和以色列人中间的难处。
The difficulty between Palestinians and the people of Israel.
不过今天2002年的时候。
In the year 2002.
那个情形和大卫的时候完全不一样了。
The situation now is very different than the time of David.
现在在世人的眼光里面。
In the eyes of the world today.
你看见拿着石头的是巴勒斯坦人。
The ones who have the stone in their hand are the Palestinians.
你看每次你照这个 CNN 或者这些大的这个广播这个电视公司拍那个录影带的时候。
When you see the pictures given by the great TV stations like CNN.
你看见拿着石头的就是那小朋友。
The ones carrying the stones are the little kids.
而且那个石头啊不是从马路上捡起来的。
These stones weren't picked up from the street.
那一直这些一直被送到前线去的。
These were sent to the front line.
那现在你问一个问题。
You have to ask a question.
这些小朋友小孩子拿着石头
，these young kids with stones，
他所对付的是以色列的坦克车
，what they are facing are the tanks of Israel，
还有直升飞机
，and helicopters，
而且这些飞机坦克都是美国给的
，and these tanks and these helicopters were given by the United States，
美国每年不知道给多少他的军事援助
，there are so much military equipment that the United States gives Israel，
那些以色列人穿上军装跟美国人差不多的
，the people of the they are equipped and wear armor just like the United States Army，
他们就是啊，就像美国人一样
，just like the U.S. Army，
他们在美国的坦克车里面
，they are inside an American tank，
在美国的飞机里面
，inside an American plane，
那么他的整个的打扮也很像的
，and they are dressed very similarly，
所以表面上是以色列人
，so on the surface it is people of Israel，
有的人感觉这不就是美国人吗
？but other people think isn't it just like an American？
所以当这个以色列人被全部武装以后
，so once the people of Israel were well equipped，
他现在反而真的像哥利亚了。
They are now like Goliath.
哥利亚又高又大，每年有多少钱？你看了吗
？Goliath is tall and great, very wealthy.
每年美国人帮助他多少钱
？How much money does United States pour in?
然后现在是全副武装的。
And now they're completely equipped.
但是大家有没有想到
？But have you thought?
当这些小朋友拿着石头的时候
，When these little kids have the stones in their hands,
他们的父母到底在什么地方
？Where are their parents?
今天在美国这样的事能发生吗
？Can this happen in the United States?
不能发生。
No，
但是今天的情形给世界上的印象的确是如此。
But the impression given to the world is such。
所以我们知道，就这最近有一个调查，有一个调查，就是有一个统计。
There was a survey done recently。
那么这个 survey 就是告这个调查就是说，就着目前战争来说
，According to the war right now，
以色列和巴勒斯坦。
Israel and the Palestinians.
这两边谁赢了宣传的战争
？Who has won the battle of
propaganda?
Propaganda battle.
那的的确在这方面，巴勒斯坦完全占上风的。
The Palestinians have won that war.
从各个角度，从所有的镜头，你所能看到的。
In all the different ways that you look at it.
你要人当然是同情弱者的。
Everybody has more sentiments for those who are weak.
所以现在这里有就有问题了。
So there's a problem here.
所以等到以色列人派军队到紧邻的时候。
So when the Israeli army went into Jenin.
所以人才会想到。
People will think.
这些曾经受过 菲利受过德国屠杀的德国军队屠杀的一些人。
These people who were once massacred by the German army.
他们应该懂得什么叫 massacres.
They should understand what massacre is.
他们曾经面对着那些武装的德国军队。
They faced once those well-equipped German army.
那今天他们到济宁去。
Now they go to Jenin today.
有没有可能他们也重演这样的事情？
Could they have recreated the same thing?
所以弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister,
因着这个缘故
For this reason
很自然的在世人的心目中
Very naturally in man's eyes
就觉得这些问题非常的难解决
They say this is a very difficult to resolve
到底谁是真的谁是假的
Who's true, who's fake
我们的世界上所有的政治都是最污秽最肮脏的
We know that politics in the whole world is the most corrupt
这里面你不知道有多少的谎言
You don't know how many lies
你不知道谁说了谎言
You don't know who lied
谁说了
Who spoke the truth?
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers,
有一件事我们要记
One thing we need to remember
那一幅古老的图画又重现了
That old story comes forth again
不过现在的角色完全换过来
But now the angle of that story has changed
但那个真实的事情还是在那里
But the conflict is still there
所以我们要怎么明白这件事情
how do we understand this
我们如果要明白这件事情的话
If we have to understand this
弟兄姊妹
brothers,
有一件事我们要明白神的旨意是
We need to know what God's will is.
我们如果懂得圣经里面以色列人跟非利士人中间的故事
If we know the story between the Philistines and the Israelites
我们就会懂得今天的故事是怎么发生的
In the Bible, then we will know what's happening today.
那有一件事我们要提醒弟兄姊妹
One thing I want to remind brothers and sisters
我们知道说神对世界所有的国家
God treats all the nations in the world
他有一定的对待他有个原则的
He has a principle that when he
对每一个个人很简单
For individuals how he deals with them
在福音的时代
in the era of the gospel
今天我们的命运完全决定于我们怎么对待神的儿子主耶稣我们的救主
our future has to do with how we deal with his son
那就是说世界一个国家一个国家来说
but for the nations or the countries in the world
除了以色列以外的国家
all the nations aside from Israel
神怎么对待这些国家呢
how does God deal with them
神对待他们
God deals with them
那如果他们对神就恩待他们
if they are right God will bless them
如果他们不对神的审判就临到他们
if they are wrong God's judgment will fall upon them
你读圣经很清楚是如此
it's very clear this is how it is in the Bible
那神是凭什么原则来对待他们
according to what principle does God deal with them
神是根于公义的原则来对待他们
God deals with them according to the principle of righteousness
and justice.
The principle of justice.
那我们知道，今天一个国家公义能够使一个邦国高举，能够叫一个国家被举起来。
The justice, the judicial part of the world, the nation allows the nation to be built.
一个国家如果公义的话，这个国家最后要强大的。
If a nation is just, it will be powerful.
公义有两种。
Justice, there's two, there's
一个对内的
There's two parts of justice.
他这个国家的 society, 社会是不是公义的
And one is internal, whether the society of that nation
还,
is just.
还有一个是国际间的 international.
The other one is international.
就是当他和国与国之间，他是不是以公义来对待别人的
And internationally, whether they deal with others justly.
所以弟兄姊妹你看见神对每一个国家有反应到今天还是有反应的
God still reacts to all nations today
但是在这么多国家里面
Among all these nations
那神对于以色列的原则是另外一个
God's dealings with Israel is of a different principle
有一个很重要的原因
It's a very important reason
因为神拣选了以色列
Because God chose Israel
神为什么拣选以色列呢
Why did God choose Israel
因为人类的救主主耶稣要借助这个国家带进来的
Because the savior of this world was going to be brought forth to this world through this nation
神就和以色列人定了特别的约
So God had a covenant with the people of Israel
保证说将来人类的救恩能够完成的
To assure that the salvation of mankind would be accomplished
所以因着救恩要从犹太出来的缘故
Because salvation was to come out of the Jews
所以我们晓得从圣经里面很清楚神要怎么对待那个国家
Very clearly we see how God is to deal with this nation
一面你看见神对待他比对待其他的国家更严格要求更严格
On one hand he's more strict connect with this nation.
因为他们认识又真又活的神。
Because they know the true and living God.
其他的国家只认识偶像，不认识神。
Other nations only know idols, don't know God.
他们只有那么多的亮光。
They only have but a little amount of light.
但是以色列人不一样。
But the people of Israel are different.
他们看见的光越清楚。
Their light is brighter.
他们真相宇宙中有神。
They know that there is a God in the world.
你看见吗？他们可以经过被人屠杀，他们不可能屠杀别人。
They can go through being massacred, but they will never massacre anybody.
如果他们是神的子民的话
，If they are the people of God,
所以你看见因着他们认识神
，Because they know God,
所以神对他们的要求比公义要多的。
So God's requirements from them is higher.
公义是最起码的要求。
To be just, justice is the very basic requirement.
这是最起码最起码的。
The very basic requirement.
但对于他所选的这个以色列人
，But to those he chose, these Israelites,
他有更高的要求。
He had a higher requirement.
所以他就和以色列人立约。
So he made a covenant with the people.
他立了两个约。
He made two covenants.
一个是和亚伯拉罕立约。
One was the covenant with Abraham.
还有一个就是在西乃山的时候。借着摩西在西乃山下立了另外一个就是所谓的旧约
and the other covenant was the old covenant on Mount Sinai through Moses
那为着保证神将来的旨意要完成
to assure that the will of God was to be accomplished
当神和亚伯拉罕立约的时候签约的时候
when God and Abraham made the covenant
只有神签字亚伯拉罕没有签字
only God signed the covenant Abraham did not
结果那个约就是永远的约
so that covenant is an eternal covenant
是个没有条件的约
There is a no requirement.
那这个非常重要
Very important.
因为神知道人会失败会软弱
Because God knew man would fall and be weak.
如果真的神严格执行他的约的话
If God were to keep to the letter of the law,
神的旨意永远不会完成
His will would never be done.
因为这个缘故
For this reason.
所以我们知道神就片面的就单方面的签了约
So God one-sidedly signed that covenant.
那么亚伯拉罕的约是和以色列的光景不发生关系的
So Abraham's covenant has nothing to do with the condition of Israel.
不管他失败，不管以色列失败得胜，那个约一定要成就的。
Whether the Israel is defeated or not, that covenant will remain.
所以那个约乃是恩典的代表。
That covenant represents grace.
我们知道后来他和教会所立的约，新约也是同样的性质的。
The same covenant that he made with the church in the New Testament is the same.
但是在西乃山。神和以色列人立了另外一个约。
But on Mount Sinai, God had another covenant.
那个约是有条件的。
That covenant had conditions.
如果你遵守神的旨意的话
，If you follow His will,
神的祝福就要临到他们。
Then the blessing will reach them.
那么以色列国在全世界里面就要做首，不做尾。
The nation of Israel will then among all nations be the head, not the tail.
但是如果以色列人背叛神的话
，But if the people of Israel were to rebel against God，
那结果咒诅或者祸患就临到以色列人。
Then woe and curse will arise to Israel。
那不要忘记
，Don't forget，
这个约两边都签了字的。
In this covenant, both sides signed。
换一句话说
，In other words，
如果以色列人真的顺服神
，If the people of Israel follow the Lord，
神非祝福他们不可。
God has to bless them。
如果神不祝福他们，神不义的。
If God does not bless them, then He is not righteous。
但反过来说
，But on the other hand，
如果以色列人拜偶像了
，But if the people of Israel were to
worship idols， 如果以色列人失败了
，If they fail，
那祸非临到他们不可。
Woe to them。
如果祸不临到他们，神就不义了。
If woe did not reach them, then God would not
所以弟兄姊妹因着这个缘故现在你看得很清楚神乃是根据这两个约来对待以色列
God uses these two covenants to deal with Israel
西乃山的约和责任发生关系
Mount Sinai has to do with responsibility
但是亚伯拉罕的约乃是和恩典发生关系
Abraham's covenant has to do with grace
最后这两个约互动的结果
At the very end the two covenants results in
结果我们知道关乎以色列的事情就发生了
then the things that happened to Israel then happened
我们举个很简单的例子
a very simple example
我们知道说以色列人他们拜了金牛犊
we know that the people of Israel worship the golden calf
那么按理来讲神可以立刻就毁灭以色列人
so God could have then destroyed the people of Israel
但是摩西为以色列人代祷
but Moses interceded for the people of Israel
他求神纪念亚伯拉罕以撒和雅各所立的约
he asked the Lord to remember the covenant made between Abraham and Isaac
结果神没有歼灭他没有毁灭他
and then God did not destroy them
所以我们知道这是两个约互动最后的结果
we know that this is the two covenants put together the result of it.
否则的话，以色列人在旷野里面的全部都倒闭了。
Or else all the people of Israel would have been killed in the world.
后来他们能够进迦南。
But because then afterwards they can go to Canaan.
你看，这是两个月互动的结果。
It is because of the combination of both.Well,
那不光不光是不光是如此。
Not only that.
那么他们说定他十字架，定他十字架。
When they cried out, crucify him, crucify him.
你看神拣选他们。
God chose them.
就是希望救主能从他们身上能够从他们中间出来。
It's because they wanted the Savior to come out of them.
所以有许多的证据证明在旧约里面。
So there are many things that.Prove this in the Old Testament.
如果有人认为，如果有人相信主耶稣是米赛亚，最大的证明就是以色列人。
If anybody were to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the greatest proof would be the people of Israel.
他们相信圣经。
They believe the Bible.
他们明白的最多。
They understand the most.
结果他们拒绝神的礼物。
Yet they rejected God's gift.
他们说定他十字架，定他十字架。
They said crucify him, crucify him.
愿流这血血归在我们和我们子孙的身上。
May this blood be upon us and our descendants.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
结果是什么？
Then what happened?
从此以后漂流到全世界大概1800多年。
Since then, over 1,800 years, they are scattered throughout the world.
那是不是永远是如此呢？
Is this eternal?
不是的。
Forever?
因为神想起他和亚伯拉罕所立的约。
Because God was reminded of the covenant with Abraham.
所以在1948年。
In 1948.
甚至于他们还没有悔改，相信主耶稣。
Even though they had not repented and believed in God.
神带他们回去。
The Lord, God brought them back.
这就证明说那个约是片面的，是一面单方面签的，不是两方面签的。
This shows that that covenant was a one-sided covenant.
凭着以色列自己的情形
，according to the condition of Israel.
到现在他们不肯悔改。
Until today, they refuse to repent.
他们没有理由回来的。
There's no reason for them to go.
但他们回来了。
But they did.
证明说神的旨意要完成。
God's will has to be done.
所以现在我们明白了。
Now we understand.
以色列所以能复国。
Israel can be reborn.
他能够得着一块地方。
They can gain a place.
你看你原因在哪里
What's the reason?
原因乃是个奇迹神迹
The reason is a miracle
这不是人做的
It is not done by man
所以你看见没有
So do you see
这个以色列人回来
Once the people of Israel come back
不是说他们通通悔改了
It's not because they repented
没有
No
他们许多人根本不认识神
Many don't know God
再回到以色列的人
Those who came back
70%不相信神不相信圣经
70% don't believe in God or the Bible
这是今天的统计
That is a survey today
剩下的30%
The 30% that remain
只有10%是相信圣经的
Only 10% believe in the Bible.
20% 只是参加犹太教而已。
20% just for part of the Jewish religion.
做个马马虎虎的犹太教徒就是。
So Jew.
他们根本不相信圣经是神的话。
They don't believe that the Bible is the word of God.
他们不相信弥赛亚要来的。
They don't believe the Messiah will come on.
在那么多回到以色列人里面。
Among all those who went back to Israel.
只有10%是相信旧约圣经。
Only 10% believe in the Old Testament.
但在这些人里面。
But among those.
找不到几个相信主耶稣是他们的救主的。
You won't find many who believe Jesus as a
savior. 但主为什么把他们带回来
？But why did the Lord bring them back?
因为主要他们能得救。
Because the Lord wants them to be saved.
主要让他们看见神在他们上有何等的工作。
The Lord wants to show them that there is a great work that God has done among them.
所以你看见吗？如果现在神在各方面工作
God is doing work in all
把他们带回到他们原来的地方
bringing them back to their
有一个目的
There's a purpose.
那个目的就叫他们能够明白神的旨意
so that they can know what the will of the Lord
叫他们能够悔改
they can repent.
什么叫悔改
When they repent,
你看见说神的旨意就要临到他们
you will see that the will of the Lord will reach them.
但是什么时候他们觉得我们富足了。
But when they feel that they're
我们交了个伟大的朋友就是美国。
And that we are friends with a great nation, United States.
现在我们有最好的武装。
So now we have the best equipped weapons.
他们依靠他们自己了。
They trust in themselves.
那弟兄姊妹，你看许多事情就发生了。
Many things start happening.
你看你肋下的荆棘又在那里刺他们。
The thorn in their side is pricking at them again.
我们不知道这里有多少真的假的谎言，我们不知道。
We don't know how many truths or lies there are.
但有一件事情我们知道。
There's one thing we do know.
我们叫这些事情。为什么临到以色列
Why did these things occur to the people of Israel?
为什么今天你如果在耶路撒冷每天你都要担心恐怖分子
Why do you have to be fearful of terrorists in Jerusalem?
你看见说那个同样的原则仍旧是一样的
The same principle occurs
到大卫所罗门的时候
The time of David and Solomon
属灵光景最好的时候
When the spiritual condition was the best
你看见非利士的影响就不大
The influence of the Philistines was very little
所以让我们记得
Let us remember
今天我们回到圣经
Today when we come back to the Bible away.
我们就能看见
we can see.
在主回来以前
before the Lord returns.
虽然他们是回到以色列
even though they came back to Israel.
但是不表示他们相信
it doesn't mean they believe.
不表示他们悔改
it doesn't mean they repent.
只有等到主耶稣回来的时候
only when the Lord returns.
圣经说以色列全家才会得救的
the Bible says then the whole household will believe.
到那个时候
saved.
今天不是的
At that time, it will happen.
所以弟兄姊妹 今天神怎么做
What is God doing today?
神知道以色列人怎么样都不肯的
God knows that the people of Israel
所以
do not want to do this.
你记得波斯湾战争的时候
You remember the Persian War.
等到海山送飞弹送到以色列的时候
When Hassan sent over
Hussein.
When Hussein sent over the missiles into Israel.
那个时候当他们每个人戴上毒气面罩的时候
When they were wearing all the gas masks.
你就可以开始想想起他们的膝盖开始软起来。
You will see that their knees were gotten looser.
他们就想起亚伯拉罕、以撒他们的祖宗的事。
They thought of their forefathers, Abraham and Isaac.
特别当他们受到攻击的时候。
Especially when they were attacked.
所以我们知道。
So we know.
这个就是今天神怎么对待以色列。
This is how God deals with Israel.
所以我们要知道。
We need to know what.
虽然以色列是神的选民。
Even though Israel is the chosen people of God.
但神并不偏待人。
But God does not. So、
神对每一个国家有他的原则。
He has a principle for each nation.
神对巴勒斯坦有他的原则。
He has a principle towards Palestine.
神对以色列有他的原则。
Same thing towards Israel.
不过因为以色列和神的旨意发生关系。
But because Israel has to do with the will of God.
这些起码告诉我们主耶稣回来的时候非常非常近的。
It shows us that the return of the Lord is very near.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你回到圣经，
When you return to the Bible,
你才会明白，
you will understand.
今天所发生的事，
the things that happened today,
不能叫我们站在以色列这边，或者站在巴勒斯坦这边。
Can't lead us to take sides with Israel or Palestine.
我们当然同情巴勒斯坦的苦难。
Of course, we feel sorry for the suffering of the Palestinians.
今天他们的苦难
，They're suffering.
就像当时以色列人在德国人手中的苦难。
It's just like the suffering of the Jews before the Germans.
现在好像角色兑换了。
It looks like it's been flip-flopped.
神要让以色列人想一想。
But God wants Israel to think.
当他们软弱的时候
When they are weak,
他们所经历的
what they experience,
他们所面对是怎样的情形
what they face,
那如果有一天他们刚强了
if one day they are strong,
他们应该有更多的恩典
they should have more grace,
他们应该有更多的爱
they have more love,
有更多的公义
more righteousness,
这个才对的
this is right.
所以我们明白吗
Now we understand.
当我们他面对这个情势的时候
When they face these events,
我们要从圣经里面的角度
We need to go through the eye of the Bible
我们看见说神没有把腓力斯人拿走
We see that God did not take away the Philistines
你看见说根据预言
According to prophecy
根据阿摩斯的预言
According to the prophecy of
Amos 根据西班牙的预言
According to Zephaniah
你知道这个争执
This conflict
是一直要到主回来
It will happen until the Lord returns
甚至在哈米基督人战争里面
Even in the war in Armageddon
有三个大的联盟
There are three great
这个明天晚上我们
three great alliances
我们明天晚上会提起来
We will mention that tomorrow night
一个是西方的联盟
One is the alliance in the west
那就是今天的 European Union
And that's European Union
然后就是北方的联盟
Then the alliance in the north
那就是将来黑海跟里海这个中间的联盟
That has to do with the alliance between the nations between the Caspian and Black Sea.
那么，然后还有东方的联盟。
And then you have the Eastern Alliance.
东方的联盟有两部分。
There's two portions.
一部分是回教的联盟。
One is the Muslim Alliance.
一部分是非回教的联盟。
The other one is the those who are not Muslim.
Non-Islamic, yeah, 联盟。那个非这个回教的联盟。
Those who are non-Muslim, non-Islam.
那是指说今天这个东南亚地区来说的。
And that talks about the Asia Pacific at this time.
那包括中国、日本、台湾、新加坡等等这些地，印度这些地方来说的。
Includes China, Taiwan, Singapore, India.
那是将来要发生的事。
That's what's going to happen.
但是不要忘记。
Do not forget.
今天对以色列人最有关系的。
The one that's closest knit to Israel
是他周围的国家
are the nations around surrounding it
那最重要的
and the most important
我们知道根据神的旨根据他们目前的情况
according to their condition now
你看以色列人跟巴勒斯坦一定要住在一起的
Israel and Palestine will live together
他们能够平安相处吗
can they live peacefully
他们的永远像今天这种情形吗
or will they forever be the same like it is now
那我们知道说这里面以色列要学许许多多的功课的
Israel will learn many lessons through this
所以这许多整个局势的发展
all these events that happened,
就给我们看见说
it shows us,
神没有把那个勒下的荆棘拿走。
God did not take away that thorn in the side.
那么这里面有很多很多的很多的因素在里面。
And there are many other elements in here.
但是我们知道
but we know,
在主回来以前
There's before the Lord returns,
根据圣经的预言
according to the prophet,
你看见巴勒斯坦人一定会有他很重要的角色。
The Palestinians will have a very important place.
我想我们明天晚上我们要继续。
Tomorrow we will continue.
我们今天先把一些重要的原则说清楚。
We just wanted to give a little more, some important principles.
这样我们才会知道我们怎么来面对目前的局面。
So we can know how to face the current events.
但是如果我们要更深入的话
If we are to enter a little deeper,
我们说过
we said,
这个和哈米吉多顿发生关系。
This has to do with Armageddon.
所以我们要回到旧约圣经里面哈米吉顿战场所发生的故事。
So we will go back to the story of what happened in the battlefield of Armageddon.
我们就会晓得将来巴勒斯坦人他们大概是一个什么样的角色。
So we will know what place that the Palestinians play.
那不止如此。
Not only that.
那么根据阿摩斯书跟西班牙书
，and according to Amos and Zephaniah，
在主回来以前
，before the Lord's return，
有哪些事要发生
？What's going to happen？
而那些重大的事和巴勒斯坦人有关联的。
And these major events have to do with the Palestinians.
那么我们到前年
Last year.
No, 前年 No, no the year before.
The year before.
我们知道的前年这个巴勒斯坦人几乎跟以色列人能够谈判成功了。
They almost had a peace treaty between Israel and Palestine.
那可以说是非常非常好的机会。
That was a great opportunity.
以色列人甚至愿意把土地的 92%还给以色列，还给他们。
Israel was willing to give back 92% of the land.
不错，神是把所有的地给他们。
God gave them all the land.
但是现在你看见吗？他们还得要把92%的土地给巴勒斯坦人。
But they were willing to give 92% of that land back to the Palestinians.
所以你就晓得他们属灵的情形现在是怎样的。
You will now that you can see from that what the spiritual.
但是不管怎么样，他们要和平。
They want peace.
他们把九十二土地给了，是不是就有和平呢
？If they gave that 92% back, would they have peace?
没有。
No.
你看这件事情没有成功。
That did not.
所以这不是土地的问题。
This has nothing to do with.
还牵涉到别许许多多的因素。
There are other different elements.
但是我想这是个很重要的原因，很重要的功课。
This is a very important lesson.
我们读圣经的时候
，When we read the Bible,
我们就晓得。今天的巴勒斯坦人
The people today of Palestine
原来就是旧约圣经里面的腓力士人
are the Philistines in the Old Testament
那腓力士人是离开埃及的
Philistines left Egypt
以色列人也是如此
Same thing with the Israelites
他们都是进到迦南
They all entered Canaan
但是他们有一点不一样
One thing that's different
他们的过程不一样
the way, what they went through
以色列人进到迦南
The people of Israel went into Canaan
是经过两道水
They went through two bodies of water.
一道水是红海，另外一道水是约旦河。
They went through the Red Sea and the Jordan.
而腓力士人是抄近路，从沿海路一直到迦南。
The Philistines went through the land beside the shore.
从表面上很像。
On the surface, very similar.
神和他们对待不一样。
But God treated them differently.
神对待以色列人是根据那两道水。
God dealt with the people of Israel according to those two bodies.
所以今天神对待我们也是这样。
The same way God deals with us.
你看见今天在属灵的世界里面。
In the spiritual world.
你也有属灵的以色列人，也有腓力士人。
You have the spiritual people of Israel and the spiritual Philistines.
从表面上你看不出来的。
On the surface, you can't distinguish.
但是弟兄姊妹
，My brothers,
那些真正跟随主的人。
Those who follow the Lord.
他有一个特点。
There's a.
他有身上有两道水的。
There's a special feature. There's two bodies of water.
一定经过红海。
They have to go through the Red Sea.
世界永远的丢在。
The world forever behind them.
十字架解决了世界的问题。
The cross has solved the problem of the world.
而且经过约旦河。
And going through the Jordan.
约旦河是把自己埋在水里面。
So Jordan is the burying of self.
十字架解决了我们自己的问题。
And the cross has solved our problem.
那弟兄姊妹。
Brothers.
然后他们才进迦南。
Then they entered Canaan.
但是腓力士人呢？
What about the Philistines?
你看见不需要经过这里。
They don't have to go through.
他们走最近最近的道路。
They went through the closest way.
从表面上是一样的。
On the surface, the same.
但是弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
好像他们住在一起的。
It's as if they live together.
但是问题所学的功课不同。
The lessons are different.
所以我想我们从这些地方，
so for the, we look at these places,
我们能够学到一些智慧。
We can learn some wisdom.
我们能够明白神的旨意。
We can understand what the will of God is.
我们今天时间已经没有了。
We don't have any more time.
我今天晚上。 上多借了十一分钟。
I borrowed 11 minutes tonight.
所以明天晚上我还给你们。
I will return it to you tomorrow.
好，我们低头一个简单祷告。
Let us have a simple word of prayer.
主，我们把。